Hello, hello. How everybody doing out there? Everybody out there above, beyond. How everybody doing? It's your boy Eli, do the podcast. How y'all doing today? Welcome to another episode. Can't spell life without E in it. You know what I'm saying? How everybody been doing? It's Friday. Big day. As I drink my water. But it's a big day today, y'all. It's Friday. You know what that means? Doesn't mean go out and get lit. Doesn't mean get turned out. It means it's the weekend. That means you have... If you don't work on the weekends, that means you have the most time right now, this moment, to go out there and do what you want to do. As in, be productive to go get your goals. Now, go be productive, do the wrong things, and be of the world, be different. Be always be different. You know, don't be consumed by the fast life in the world that we live in. Consume yourself in your own knowledge. Consume yourself in your own being, your own self. So, how are you going to get there? How are you going to do that? Like, what's one thing you like? And I noticed that, you know, what you want. So, how to explain this, like, sometimes you got to leave them be. Because you want to get somewhere you want to go, right? Whether you want to be a better person, you want to be a dancer, a singer, a songwriter. You want to be a mother, a father. You want to, you know, you have a goal. You want to be the president. You want to go to the moon. You want to go somewhere in life. And you know you want to get there, right? But along that way, you have people, things, and situations that are going to say, hey, this ain't going to work. You sound crazy. You don't do it. You're gonna go broke. I wouldn't do that for you. You're too young. You're gonna have a lot of he say she say that he say she say. It's gonna be real negative, real bad, real down. And it's gonna make you discourage yourself, put you in a shell. You're like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not gonna do it. So that's why I say sometimes you gotta leave them be and say fuck them. You gotta say fuck them to people sometimes, and it's okay. Excuse my language, but you gotta do it, because if you don't, you're gonna let them consume you and then talk you out your own shit. For instance, let's say you have $1 million plan, right? May sound crazy on paper, but look at these billionaires, like how people started off. Jeff Bezos, you know what I'm saying? Bill Gates, even I don't care for them or anything. Elon, like Bill Gates started in his garage building computers, and some of his buddies like, yo, you look crazy, like spending time all day making a computer that's not gonna work. 3 months later, a person came by, I was like, what are you doing? So I'm making computers. Boom, Microsoft blew up. Jeff Bezos started off, got fired from, he got fired from a couple of jobs because he said he had this new idea to, like, you know, to get your stuff out there. Like, dude, don't do it, blah, blah, blah. Like, so he just quit or got fired. 6-7 months later, starts Amazon, one of the richest men in the world. So it's just like, when people tell you no, that should be your motivation. But you know what? Fuck them. I'm going to do it. So that's what I'm here to tell you, is that what you want exists. Don't settle until you get it. And that's just flat out, period. What you want is out there, and it exists. But don't settle until you get it. So going to the moon is achievable. I know it sounds far-fetched, but it's achievable. See what I'm saying? I'm saying everything. If you think logically, I'm not saying, oh, I want to become an alien. I'm just saying, be realistic here. Have a goal for yourself. We're human beings. You know what I'm saying? If you want to fly, we can't physically fly. We can become a pilot. All right, then. Oh, you know, I want to swim and go so far in the water. Okay, we can't breathe in the water, but we got submarines. We got scuba gear. You could be a professional. You know what I'm saying? You might find your act, but on the way, people are going to be like, yo, you sound crazy. You sound dumb. This ain't going to work. Even my podcast, me starting, I told people, like, yo, like, you talk too much, or you don't talk clear enough, or, bro, you have no content. I'm like, looking at them, like, y'all tripping. Like, I'm going to do this now just to show y'all wrong. That gave me more motivation. And literally my first week, I had over a couple hundred views, and people are like, yo, like, I like you. Like, do more. And I was really shocked. I ain't gonna lie, I was shocked myself, because look, I started feeding into their energy. I started giving into it, and I was like, damn, maybe they are right. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, no, I give a damn about my goals. I give a damn about your goals. You gotta give a fuck. And something I said, fuck them. So I had to cut some people off. I let some people go along the way, cut them by the wayside. But guess what? Here I am, still going, still doing it, and actually going, doing better now. Because now I got my social media back. I'm about to start my YouTube channel today. I got my laptop finally came in. Like, just so much stuff's been going good. I'm just happy about it. You know, I'm just so happy. Like, and it's just amazing, because it's like, I know I'm doing this with a few people I got that know and support me. That's all I needed. So I'm here to let you know, don't let someone or something stop you from being the best you. You haven't fully tapped your best you yet. Some people may think you have, but there's still another level, a deeper level. It's going to be a better version. It's going to open up. Don't let someone or something stop you from that. So if you feel like the people around you are projecting negative energy, negative vibes towards you, I know that social media and internet world kind of wore that out, but it's true. If somebody's people project, like, for instance, you win the lottery. Oh man, I won the lottery, I'm rich. That one person would be like, yeah, go up paying those taxes. I'll look at you like, bro, like where's like where's this nigga? Like, why? Like, I just won $50 million. So what? I gotta pay $10 million taxes. I still got $40 million. What you got? All right then. See, I think you gotta always look at the positives and the negatives in certain situations. You can't always be like, oh man, he's right or she's right. I do gotta pay taxes. Damn, I ain't gonna get money. No, you're so what? You don't get the full 50. Motherfucker, you got $40 million though. What's the difference? You see, you can still eat, you can still feed your people, you can still take care of them. And fuck that person who said, oh yeah, I pay taxes, because that's them projecting, that's them low-key hating, that's the shade that people don't notice. You may think it's like, oh, I need that feedback, or okay, no, they're saying that instead, they don't want you to get it. They're like, damn, this person got freaking $50 million. I wish I won the lottery. See, that's that sneaky hate. That's that false love, that fake love, and that's what really hurts. Because you think they're being genuine, trying to give you good advice, and they lead you down the path of damnation and destruction, and not a path of, like, you know, flourishing, you know, prosperity. So, fuck them. Let them be. You gotta be selfish. You gotta be focused. Take time to do what you want. Take time to do what you want to do. What is what you want? And take that time. I woke up this morning, and I was like, man, I know I need to get up and have a good Friday and get my day. I have a big day to have a lot to get done. I woke my ass up. I woke my black ass up so early. I drank me some water. I did my yoga. I meditated. I wrote down a couple ideas I'm going to talk about today. And all this came to me in the morning. I'm just like, man, Eli, I'm feeling so good today. I wouldn't have got here. How did I get here? I look back, I'm like, I got here because motherfuckers were hating on me. People were just telling me down. And I feel, I'm not talking about where I'm at with this podcast. I'm talking about me and my life. Like, my goals, my career is like, I'm about to move. I got this lined up. I got things lined up that are just falling in place. And, like, the universe is blessing me. God is blessing me. And I just know it. And I know y'all guys' time is coming, too. And I'm here to just give you a little pep. That's why I'm here for Friday. I'm going to call it Freestyle Friday, all right? Just come out here, and I'm going to spit some quick games. That's what we're going to start doing. So, yeah, take time to avoid negativity and don't have no fake love around you. Straight up. Avoid fake love. It's hard. It's really hard to, like, determine it. But here's the thing. You got to go through it. You got to experience fake love. You really got to experience. I'm talking relationships. I'm talking about your friendships. Shit. My guy. Even family, my nigga. That's tough. What? Man. I used to tell my brother all the time when I was younger. And Mike listening, I love you. But yes, my brother this all the time. Like, he's like, butting me up and to stand third. Oh, he letting me a couple bucks. I'm like, all right. Give him money. Good money. And next day I'm like, dude, like, you're not doing nothing productive. So I have to cut him off. But now he's in a better spot. But that's what I'm saying. Are you helping them? Are they really being genuine to you? Are they giving you that real love? Or they're just over here just trying to get by or just put you down and have them being your, they might want you in their bubble, on their even playing ground. You might be so far advanced, or you might have caught up to them and then surpassed them, and now they mad because they ass is behind. And now they mad because they see you blow it up, and I think, oh, he took my idea and ran with it. Did they? Or did they do the exact same thing you did, but now they kept doing it because you stopped? If two people start a podcast and one guy blows up and one guy does it, let's see why. If two people said we're gonna be basketball players and one guy made it and one person did it, let's see why. Did the guy did not make it? Did he get in trouble? Did he get locked up? Did he die? Did he get hurt? Or did he just stop working out? He got fat or he something. You know what I'm saying? The other guy, he kept working out. He stayed focused. He, you know, he was selfish. He sacrificed party. You see, it's things that we gotta get there. But you gotta have the right support team around you, because if you don't, you're gonna fall with them. You hang around 5 millionaires, and you're not a millionaire. Chances are you'll be a 6th millionaire, guaranteed. You're around 5 people who are really in shape and really fit. You're gonna be that 6th person. You are what you keep. You're the company you keep. So if you hang around positive minded, like people have that same energy, you're gonna get those results. I found my friend Mary. She's helped me out with my whole social platform and getting me going. And I love her for that, because I took a so far break from it. I was like, I felt so detached. I didn't want to get into it. But with her good and positive words and her telling me like, yo, keep going, I needed it and I found it. So now I got this boost that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back into social media, but I'm not going to be in social media how I was and be like, consume me. I'm going to consume social media. I'm going to dictate what the fuck I want social media to do for me. So fuck them. I'm going to fuck everything else out. And just keep on going forward with what I want. You gotta fuck them. It's okay. If they are not good for you, it's okay to be selfish and say, yo, I gotta go. Fuck you. Respectfully. Just make sure you have to respectfully in there. I know y'all see that trend. So then you gotta have them. If they don't show no love, they don't show no support, or have no positive feedback, here's the thing now. There's bad ideas out there, but every bad idea has a positive side to it. But all your support groups always saying that's bad, da 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 da, and then they give their 2 cents, and their 2 cents ain't shit either. Fuck them, let them go. Now the people you do want to keep are the ones who are genuine, who have that genuine love, that geniality, and throughout their blood just pumping through, and accountability, both for you and them. They hold you accountable. Hey, Ela, you could do way better. Or, hey, I like it, but try this. Like, Mary, she holds me accountable. She told me, she was like, yo, Ela, I got you. If you be serious about this, I got you. But I'm going to hold you accountable. She said, I'm going to need content. I'm going to need footage. I'm going to need, like, I'm like, yo, I'm ready. Let's get it. Like, this is what I need. So it's like stuff like that. You got to find a support group that supports you. My roommate DJ, she legit told me, like, when I told her I was doing this, she's like, I love that lie. Like, do it. Like, I love that about you. You just go ahead and do it. You just say fucking, you're gonna do it. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I do. I really don't care what people think. I got blonde gray hair. I got piercings in my nose. People think I'm gay. People think I'm straight. People think I'm bi- like, I don't fucking care. Oh, you dress this, you dress that way. You pay my bills? You fucking me? You sucking me? No. So why the fuck you? Why do I care? I'm happy. Like, I like that my hair is this color. It makes me so happy. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love my piercings. I love my tattoos. I love everything. You should love that about you. That's what makes you you. That's what makes you not of the fucking world. You're not being consumed by it. Eat the world, let the world eat you. Whatever the world has to offer, eat it up. Eat it up and shit it back out. And let some flies come scoop it up. Straight up. So, you know, just things like that you gotta really think of. You know, like, my thing is this. Sometimes you don't need to hear their excuses or what they have to say for themselves because their actions already spoke the truth. You feel me? I'm gonna say that again because that hit me when I seen this and I wrote it down because I was reading. I was like, man, that makes sense. Sometimes you don't need to hear their excuses for what they have to say for themselves because their actions already spoke their truth. So by them showing their lack of support, by them showing their hate, by them, you heard this, he says, she says stuff. Guess what? You already got their truth. You already know how they're rocking. You see how they're moving. They're moving funny. They're moving like snakes. You don't need that. You don't want that. You damn sure don't know the one thing in your life. That's the negative shit that I'll be talking about. That's the fake love I'll be talking about. And we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. And then we can get out of that is which you started with yourself. Finding out what you want, where you at. And on the way this journey of you finding yourself, be prepared to fail. Be prepared to fail. Success is 99% failure. All right? And here's why people are like, wait, what? Like, what? These aren't great. No, think about it. Success is 99% failure. Why? Because that 1%, you made it. That's all it takes. You only got to make it one time, and you're done. Example, look at rappers. Crazy, right? Rappers can't rap. There's some, you know, there's just a lot of shitty rappers. But they had that one hit, and guess what? They made it. They're rich off that one hit. They got out there. They made it in. They made it in. They got in. Look at Blueface. Everybody's hating on Blueface. This guy's still low-key relevant. He's still making songs. He's still making money. He's still feeding his family. He has other sources of income, pretty sure. You see what I'm saying? And people hate on this man. People say this, say that about him. I'm like, look, y'all can't y'all want. But he made it. At the end of the day, he made it. He did what he had to do. And he said, fuck him. Y'all laughing at me, clowning me, and saying this stuff. Guess what? He's making bread. Y'all not. So that's what it is. So that's what I'm trying to say. Failure, success is 99% failure. You just need that 1%. Because we made that 1%, you found it's like a science project. Try and error, try and error, try and error. But when you find that cure, that one good batch, boom, you copy and paste and you just go. And then you let it work for you. You let it work for you. So I'm gonna just leave you with this right now. If you really wanna get where you're going and where you gotta get to, it starts with yourself. Your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have. Keep that in mind. You set your tone. The relationship with yourself sets the tone for other relationships. Whether it's a business relationship, a partnership, an actual relationship, a marriage, a friendship, whatever type of relationship it is, it starts with you. You set the tone with yourself. So if you accept shit, you're going to get shit. If you say fuck them to people that don't hold you back, you're in a good, better position than most people in the world. Because a lot of people take in too much and become the world, and then they try to chameleon like and fake it and skate by. No, stand out. I want to be different. I'm not trying to be different because I want that talent. I just want people to know that this is Ela. I'm unique in my own way. There's not going to be another person of me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, never let somebody try to dictate your relationship, dictate your mood, how you go. So that's what you got to stop. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, you're stronger than you know. You know, you're braver than what you've been told. So it's like, you understand, like, you are great. We are all great. So right now, it's like you're going through tough times. That's life. But nothing happens to you. It happens for you. So see the positive and negative events. So when you see a lot of negativity going around, you're like, oh, man, my friends are holding me back. People holding me back. look at the positive in it. You know, dang, oh man, I ain't got this. Well, focus on what you do have. What do you not lack? Okay, you ain't got enough money. Do you got food in your fridge? You got a roof for your head? So keep going. Keep going. So today I'm trying to tell you, for those people, those are examples. I'm not trying to get off top. I'm just saying those are examples of keep going, perfect. Keep going for it. Get what you want. Get where you gotta go. But along the way, you're gonna lose some people. You're gonna lose some close friends, family. I know people who don't have a relationship with their parents. And that's sad. But their own parents turned their back on them. And that's blood. They came out of them. Came out of daddy's sack, came out of mama's vagina. And there they are. No relationship. No correlation. No nothing. Don't even claim each other. I know people say, oh, my grandparents, my parents. Literally. Born and raised by their grandma. I mean, not born, but, you know, pretty much born and raised by their grandma or their grandpa. Like, they took them in, pretty much. And I'm just like, well, by your parents. Left me. Didn't care. Said this, said that. I moved out. I'm just like, wow. I'm thankful for how I went through. Because at least I had good guidance. You know what I'm saying? So, don't focus on what you lack. Focus on what you got. And focus on where you're going, not where you're at. You see what I'm saying? It's all a mental thing. Wake up every day and be happy. Be great. So, I woke up this morning. I did my yoga. Did my meditation. I got going where I'm going. I'm in a good-ass mood right now. I'm hyped, y'all. And that's what I'm trying to spread right now through my microphone. Y'all feel my affirmation, my words are vibrations, and they're good. I'm speaking life into you. I'm breathing life into y'all. That's what you gotta do to other people. Stop walking around this world and judge other motherfuckers and just judge yourself and love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you project that out and people will feel it. There's people that walk up to me and be like, man, I like the way you look. Or I like your vibe. You just have a good vibe. You have good energy. You have a good aura. I felt you before I even saw you. I've been told that before, and it scared me because I'm like, whoa, like that's kind of spooky. But then I asked my mom. My mom's very in tune, so a very spiritual woman on a different level. And she was like, hey, you know, that's a good thing. That's like, that means you have a genuine soul to you. That means your past life. She said, whatever you did in your past is kind of coming out. And I'm like, what? She believes in that. You know, my mom believes we all had a past life. Like I said in my last episode, it's all about the eyes. Always about your eyes. So watch what you see, watch what you consume, and watch what you put in you, what you put out in the world. Because what you put out is what you get back. So you put out shit, you're gonna get shit. You put out love, you're gonna get love. Manifest what you want, but it starts with yourself. You set the tone. So I'm gonna leave you with Holly Mahler podcast. If you look up outside, but it's dark out there, light out there right now. If you look up in the sky, there's none but millions and billions and trillions and quadrillion, infinite amounts of stars. And guess what? All those stars that are out there, we have that in us. We have star potential, starlight energy in us. All our electrons, protons, neutrons, all the atoms that combine and hit and clash each other, that's in us. And that's what stars consume also. They have that in us. They found stardust in us. So you have star energy. You have star power. Remember that. So don't nobody kill your shine. Much love. Peace.